media members who just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as quickly as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Certainly a great start to not just the conference play, but the last couple weeks for your team, a five-game win streak now, an open CA play with an 84-64 win over William and Mary, and then that overtime game last night over Zach's team. Talk about the two games in conference play before we talk about the great start.
Yeah, well, I thought we had one of our best games of the year against William and Mary. Played a really strong defensive. We played really well on the defensive side of the ball, and they're a very difficult team to guard. Obviously, with experienced players, talented players, I think that really kind of sparked our offense. We shot the ball well, but I thought it was really more a victory on the defensive end of the floor. And we rebounded the ball. We took pretty good care of the ball. So that was a really clean way to start the CAA play. And heading down to Philly, it's hard to win any game, but particularly league games on the road. And we were very, very fortunate. We were down that second half, I think we were down 9 with about 12 to play, but we got some tough-minded seniors who are accepting of the challenge, and we got some good play out of our freshmen. Stepped up and made huge plays exactly when we needed them, and we were very fortunate to get out of there with a W.
Touched on you guys now 5 wins in a row. What has been going so well over these last couple of weeks?
You know, there's just a very thin line between winning and losing, and confidence plays a big role in that. I think our season started, we were down, by a wide margin at Harvard. Second half, we came back and, had an opportunity with the ball, down 4 a couple of times, and really had a chance to pull off a major comeback, and we fell short. But I think the season really took a turn when we had a hard-fought victory up at Vermont against a very good Vermont team, and made some big plays to get there, and I think our confidence started to build. We had a really good trip out to Michigan and had a chance to get emotionally recharged with the holiday break, and then very excited to get started with CAA play. So I think emotionally we're in a good spot. We are banged up a little physically, but we've been finding contributions from different guys off the bench. Anthony Green gave us a great game against William and Mary, stepping up in Jeremy Miller's absence. And, and yesterday, like I said, our freshmen stepped up and made plays. So we're finding a way. It isn't always pretty, but, we've gotten great leadership out of T.J. Williams and Alex Murphy, and just finding a way to win basketball games.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. We've got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Natalie.
Josh Walfish from the Daily News Record, your line is open.
Hey, Bill, first off, good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Josh.
How important, or I should say, the fact you guys were on the road, were able to get a win in stores, were able to get a win East Lansing, how do you think that helped you guys pull out a game like last night?
Yeah, I mean, so much the game is more than 50% mental, and when you're in a confident state and you're feeling that and you know you've accomplished that previously, it really helps you when you get into close games. And, sometimes, when you start losing some of those games, that doubt creeps in, and it's self-fulfilling. But if you believe you can win, that's more than half the battle, and that's what those games did for us, and we needed all that confidence to pull out the victory yesterday.
And obviously, you guys have a guy in Alex Murphy who's played in some very high level games. What has that brought to you guys, having some of that Power 5 experience on your team?
Well, he's just been an absolute pleasure to coach. He's a coach on the floor. He's constantly talking. He's constantly mentoring the younger kids, preaching the right stuff. And, you know, Alex, I think, is just excited to be healthy and to be playing and to be competing. You know, he played 44 minutes for us yesterday. He's excited to be out there every second of the game. So it's fun to watch. He's doing a great job in the locker room and in the leadership capacity, and he's making a world of difference for us.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Alex Riley from the Wilmington Star News. Your line is open.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Alex.
You kind of touched on the confidence topic a little bit here, but I'm just curious, with the way the conference is and how, you know, many teams have quality lineups and have started off the year so strong, just the importance of starting conference play with two victories and kind of building that confidence now that it is the season, the part of the season that matters. Just how important is that to be looking down instead of looking up in the standings this early?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just the start of things. But, you know, for us, you know, what we preach to our team each and every day is just get better. And, you know, we had some bumps early in the road, and we just, you know, got to stick to the process and make sure that every time we go in the gym that we improve and, you know, have faith and confidence that the results will follow from that. And when kids get rewarded for their hard work and they go in the gym and they put in the time and they're improving and they can see it, you know, things start to build. And we're certainly pleased to be 2-0, but, you know, there's a long, long way to go. And, you know, we're going to get back in the gym today with one focus and to get better, because we know how good this league is, and you know, we know how difficult it is to win any game in this league, and we're grateful to be 2-0, but we also know we got a long way to go and in terms of getting better.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for your time this morning. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season and again next Tuesday.
Thanks. Happy New Year, everybody. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.